This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 324 for Friday, March 28th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market continued its uptrend of the past week Friday, posting solid gains. Prices up $10 to $14, May up $13.90 at the final bell at $613.30 per ton. Supportive chart signals as values climbed above nearby technical resistance contributed to the gains. End-user bargain hunting was also underpinning the market, as canola does remain attractively priced on the global export market. Chicago soy oil was higher on the day, as were European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. But recently imposed Chinese tariffs on canola oil and meal, along with uncertainty over looming U.S. tariffs, did remain a bearish influence. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke with U.S. President Donald Trump today, with both leaders describing their call as productive. However, U.S. tariffs and Canadian retaliatory measures are still slated to come into effect next week, with more negotiations promised for after the federal election. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are mostly higher, while wheat moved lower. Soybeans had started the day under pressure, but moved up in sympathy with soy oil as the day progressed. Expectations for a sizable cut to U.S. soybean acres this spring were supportive. May soybeans up 6 cents at 10.23 per bushel. The USDA releases its prospective plantings report on Monday, and average trade guesses call for a 3 to 4 million acre cut from the 87 million acres of soybeans seeded last year. Quarterly stocks data will also be released next week. Corn trading within a few cents of unchanged, with gains in the front months and a softer tone in the new crop contracts amid expectations for increased U.S. corn acres this spring. May corn up 3 cents at 4.53 per bushel. Average trade guesses predict U.S. corn plantings at about 94.5 million acres, which would be up by about 3 million acres on the year. The latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows expanded drought conditions across the country's corn belt, but there is some welcome precipitation in the forecasts for the next week. Wheat lower across the board as ongoing ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine and the likelihood of increased grain movement through the Black Sea weighed on prices. Spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at 5.81 per bushel. Hard red winter wheat down 14 cents in May at 5.51 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 3 cents in the May contract at 5.28 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 28th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.